Hey, love. Welcome to Divine Alignment, the podcast. This is a space where we bridge the gap between your soul and your human, and we speak pure magic.
Hey, loves. Here's a rift into something that would feel a little bit random, but welcome to my world. This is what we do. So anyway, the more we fear how people respond to us making more money, saying our truth, showing up in our power, saying what we want to say, shifting, pivoting, going for what we want to do, the more we delay our success, the more we make everything stagnant and the harder we make it for money to flow through us in the ways that it wants to flow through us. Because the thing is, when we try to keep everything as it is because it's worked in the past, when we try to keep everything as it is because it feels safe, when we try to contain everything the way that it is, first of all, we begin to feel disconnected with what we're doing. We begin to feel suffocated with what we're doing. We begin to feel like, where is the creativity that used to flow through me? Where is the passion that used to flow through me? Where is the fire, the ideas, the connection to my work that I used to have in the past? And what is happening is that we are afraid of change. We're afraid of saying the things that we want to say now. We're afraid of pivoting the business in the way that it needs to pivot now because we all of a sudden have evolved. Hello. And we desire to say different things, to share different things, to offer different things. And our fear of shifting and making a shit ton of money and how people will perceive us and respond to that change and that power in us is the whole reason what we're holding back. But I tell you one thing, is that until you say yes to what you want to say, what you want to offer, and how you want your business to pivot, even if you don't know how the fuck you're going to do it, the moment you say yes to that, because what I said yesterday, this is how money wants to flow through you. And when you say yes and you trust yourself to go that direction, even though you don't know exactly how it's going to work out, is the moment you're going to feel connected to your business again. Is the moment the fire that started this whole thing, it's going to come back. It's the moment you're going to feel the purpose that you used to feel at the beginning of your business, the first few years of your business when you were making it and like flying high, you're going to feel that shit again. So I'm leaving that here for you. Let me know if it resonates. Let me know if it, you know, touches a chord within you. So the thing is, if you have been here in this space for a while, you notice that I've been talking a lot about our relationship with money, ways to see money, ways in the way. Oh my goodness. Ways in which our relationship with money impacts our results and the growth of our business, or the speed of the growth of our business and the sustainability of wealth. So again, if you've been here for a while, you notice that I may have touched on money in the past, but it's not necessarily like my main topic. But here is what happened. When I started my business, I was talking about mainly on spirituality, on psychic abilities, on intuition, talking to spirits, talking to aliens, oh my goodness, all the things. And the thing is like, even though I had been doing like personal development and my work with, you know, spirituality, and I had been a yoga teacher for like 8 years before I started my business, the truth was that when I started my business, I was on my edge, like on my edge of actually going on social media and talking about all of these things, teaching about all of these things. Like, to me, it was like big steps of courage to allow myself to be seen for who I was, to speak about the things that I wanted to speak about that were not necessarily 100% comfortable, and to get paid for being who I am and for allowing myself to speak my truth. Like, I remember the biggest journey of, you know, moving beyond the fear of like what people were going to say about, you know, me talking about aliens and spirits and guides and, you know, especially coming out to my family, telling them that I was a psychic, you know, coming out to my boyfriend at the time, coming out to like my friends. Like, it was a big journey of like personal development, of saying yes to myself, saying yes to speaking my truth, even though like my throat was like closing sometimes, like how scary it was to talk about all of these things at the time. And that's how I grew my business. Like, I was always on my edge. Like, every time I would come on and talk about things or have a new masterclass, guide a new program, you know, talk on social media, I was always on my edge. I was never like 100% super comfy, just kind of like cruising. Like, no. I grew my business on my edge. Like, I was making moves that were super scary. And I was like on the edge of my comfort zone always. And what's been happening in the last, you know, year or so is that I've gotten really, really comfortable. Like, to me nowadays, talking about spirituality, talking about psychic abilities, talking about talking to aliens, like, it's not longer uncomfortable for me. Like, it's just a part of life. Like, I have no resistance whatsoever to people seeing me in that because I have embodied that woman. Like, it's so within me. Before, there was a split about, like, you know, myself and then my spiritual self. But right now, there's no split. Like, I am in oneness with it. So what started to happen is that I started to get just too comfortable around the things that I was speaking, and therefore not necessarily like feeling this edge of growth. And I'm not saying that I got bored about talking the things about talking about those things, but it was more like it was not pushing me personally as a leader, you know, and I've noticed that. So what is an edge for me nowadays that it's not 100% super comfortable, to be honest with you, super vulnerable here. Talking about money publicly, it's not at my comfort zone. Like, it definitely is a piece of me that is at the edge of my comfort, 100%. The truth is that I have been doing this money work with my clients for a year and a half now, almost, like, I think a little bit more, almost 2 years. Like, if you have been in my spaces, whether you've done private coaching, you've done masterminds, you've done, you know, free classes, paid master classes, all the things, you know that we talk about money a lot, and especially healing our relationship with money and the energetics with money. Like, we do that a lot. And I have been doing that again for almost 2 years, especially, or not especially, but only if you have been inside of our programs. Like, you know that. Like, I've been really, really working on that with my clients, helping them grow their business by shifting their money mindset and their relationship with money, and allowing themselves to feel comfortable, allowing and growing their wealth. So anyway, it's not something new, but what is new, it's my content publicly speaking a lot more about the things that have been going on behind the scenes, because what I've noticed is I've gotten too comfortable about the things that I was speaking, and therefore I wasn't really feeling like super inspired in my content because it was not pushing me anymore. And now I am at my edge. Like, even though, you know, it could feel like I sound super, super confident, the truth is, like, I know my shit, and I have gotten my clients incredible results, but it's not super comfortable for me to talk about this publicly. So I'm at my edge, which is the place of growth. Like, I am here to pave a path for us that is, you know, not me coming from this, like, you know, Heidi Mighty of like, I'm master this things. And to me, like, you know, it's not growth anymore because I am like arrived. That's not the way that I've led my business ever. And I've noticed that I was kind of like in a space where I was not pushing myself to say the things that I wanted to say and to lean into my new edge as a leader. And that's what I'm doing right now for me, for us, because this is the way that it is. You know, like, I am here for personal growth and evolution, and that is always at our edge of comfort. So that's what I've been doing, and that's what's going on. And I am super excited because I'm working on so many projects behind the scenes in terms of like our relationship with money, you know, and there's a lot of things going behind the scenes that I'm yet to reveal. And one day I will be sharing the stories of the magic that has been happening. But for now, I'm super excited because I have a few things going on and in the works to offer in terms of like healing our relationship with money and shifting our mindset and building millions. And it's just like super exciting because I truly believe that, you know, the results that we get in our business are directly related to our relationship with money. That's just the way that it is. I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in my clients. It is the way that it is. And our relationship with money is not just about healing our relationship with ourselves, but like the work that we do with money impacts generations to come. Like, when we heal our relationship with money, we allow ourselves to tap into our full potential. And not only ourselves to tap into our full potential, but we become a beacon of what's possible for everybody, you know, for your kids, for your friends, for your family, for your clients. Like, is just like, I'm so passionate about this topic. I really, really, really am. And I'm excited that I'm allowing myself to talk about it. I'm allowing myself to be courageous enough to just speak about it, even though it's not necessarily super comfortable, but I know that one day you will be, you know what I mean? Like, that's just the way that it is. So anyway, I'm super passionate about this topic because my money in my own life or my journey with money has been one of the biggest pathways of spiritual growth and personal growth. And it's just mind blowing how much, you know, money can teach us and tell us about ourselves. And numbers never lie. And that's just what I feel like. It's so beautiful. Anyway, all of this to say is, if you're listening to this, I want you to get this as a permission to allow yourself to shift, to change, to evolve, to grow, to do the things that you want to do, and to say the things that you want to do, to make sure that you're always in alignment with your truth in your business. We don't create these businesses to be in a box. We don't create these businesses to then be, you know, trapped inside of it. Like, we get to evolve, we get to grow, we get to shift, we get to allow ourselves to speak our truth, whatever our truth is, at every single moment. So if you are in a new edge, you're in a new income level, your business is growing, you know that there is a new level for you and you're at the verge of it, and there is a piece of you that is not necessarily allowing yourself to get out of the box just because you've been doing something like a certain way and you're afraid to change, this is your permission. And I hope that you take it and that you run with it and that you make millions. I am so excited. Anyway, I hope this lands for you. Sending you much love. Thank you for being in this community. I am excited for us and what's to come. Hey love, if you love that riff, that was part of the daily riffs that I do inside of our free Telegram community that is full of over 200 incredible, incredible, incredible humans. If you want to be part of it, I will leave the link on the show notes so that you can access those riffs even before they come onto the podcast. All right, I'll see you on the next episode. Much love.